Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I'm Kate Romero, your host this evening, and I'd like to thank Don Newsom at BBS Radio for this wonderful platform to raise consciousness using Hollywood and positive media. And thanks to Seth over there for patching us in. I have a real treat this evening for our guest. His name is Sam Christensen. Sam has been a casting director. He has produced plays on Broadway. He has, you name it, he's done it. And now Sam is doing something, really getting a lot of attention and doing a lot of good for actors and other people as well, other walks of life. Even has branched out to be helping workshops with people who are doing their own companies. He works with entire companies. He works with not just actors, but companies as well to make their image more of who are they really and get their charisma and their fingerprint out there, because that's the one thing that makes us all different. And I'll just give you a little bit of background on Sam before I bring him on, and also give you his website, which you can just go ahead and pull that up since this is internet radio, and get a good look at Sam's website. It's www.samchristensen, samchristensen.com. And just go ahead and pull that up. And I'd like to also let you know that we're inviting call-ins. Those are very encouraged this evening to ask Chris, Sam anything about what he's doing and when his classes are, where his classes are. I believe that Sam is also starting an online workshop, which would be excellent for people who are not in California. The call-in numbers are toll-free 877-876-5227, and that's in the USA. Toll-free in Canada only is 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And I'll just give you a little bit of background on Sam, a little more. He graduated from the theater department of the University of Colorado, has a 30-year professional career as a concert promoter in the Rocky Mountain states. He relocated to New York City and was a company manager of the longest-running musical of all time, The Fantastics. He managed the off-Broadway hit Godspell, both in New York and on the road. He later served as a personal assistant to renowned playwright, screenwriter, director Arthur Lorentz. And CBS and MTM Productions brought Sam to Hollywood, where he settled into a long run as an independent casting director, which I'm very familiar with as a talent manager and a former actor. Among his many television and feature film casting credits was the most popular small screen series of all time, MASH. Sam was the first person to ever be accorded front title billing on a major Hollywood release for his casting work on the MGM film Coma. Several major motion pictures like The Champ and the cult classic The Clash of the Titans followed. And he continued to cast Broadway tours, television series, and pilots and acclaimed miniseries like Jonestown, the Guyana tragedy, of which the New York Times said, "Masterful and inspired casting is the single most outstanding artistic contribution to this historically significant and important docudrama." Wow, and it was. I mean, it was just earth-moving. Sam retired from active casting in 1982, became a personal manager, and guided the careers of many important actors, including Rita Wilson, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Patricia Elliott, and Jean-Claude Van Damme, as a means of assisting his clients in the successful marketing of their personal careers. He began creating the personal definition system that has since become his life's work. Sam served as an officer for the Conference of Personal Managers, for which I'm a member of the Talent Managers Association. I think the Conference of Personal Managers was what it was called before Talent Managers Association, but we'll ask Sam about that in a minute. So Sam has done many, 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 many things, and now he has the Actors Center in Los Angeles, which is a multi-million dollar, 18,000-square-foot facility catering to West Coast acting community and realize that that's one of Sam's greatest dreams. Creating a successful career as an actor is no small feat, and for years Sam believed that a resource should be established to support actors as they made the challenging journey, and I agree with that completely. The center offers training, video studios, a bookstore, a cafe, a community, and a network opportunities for all actors. It also provides a forum for Sam to refine the image design process. When 12 months of industry-wide labor actions forced the closing of ACLA in 91, Sam began concentrating solely on his writing and lecturing. He has since taught the image design process extensively in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. As a personal consultant, Sam has coached actors and movie stars, community leaders and political candidates, entrepreneurs and CEOs. His original process has been expanded to the corporate market and will soon be available through the internet. Wow! My goodness! That is an incredible bio. So without further ado, I will bring on Sam Christensen. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm great. Wow. I'm just smiling like you can't believe just from everything that I just shared with our listeners about you. That's such an incredible bio, you know, for such a young, handsome man like yourself.
Oh, well.
How did you manage to do all that in such a short time?
Well, Kate, it isn't such a short time, actually. I just had my 40th anniversary in show business. Isn't that amazing?
That is
40 awesome. Years, and the entire time working with actors in one format or another. It's my life's work, and I've spent a lot of time. I started fairly young, but 40 years.
Wow. Congratulations. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
So I'm surprised that actor is not included as one of the many hats that you've worn.
Well, you know, Kate, I'll tell you why that is. Always interested in actors, and when I was studying directing at the University of Colorado, they asked that all the directing students do some acting so that we would have some experience with what actors go through daily, and so I did. I had some experience as an actor, and the audiences made it pretty clear that it would be wise for me to apply my talents to some of the sets. Coach and support actors and encourage that art form and not so much try to do it myself.
Right, got it. Well, you're very good at that for sure. So I'm going to give the numbers again for anybody who would like to call in. The U.S. number toll-free is 877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada only is 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222 for the area where BBS radio originates. So you have a couple of audit classes coming up in November, which are on November 8th at 2 p.m. and Sunday, November 11th at 5:30 p.m., where people can come in and just get a sample of what it is that you're offering. Is that correct?
Yes, Kate, right now, every month we do what we refer to as demonstration or preview classes, where people come by our studio and I get to spend about an hour and a half talking to them about how the process that I do was developed, why it was originated, how it works. They get a chance to meet me, ask questions, and look around the studio. And then three or four times a year, we're also in New York offering the same thing to New York actors. At the moment, you mentioned that we're beginning to develop some online availability of the program, which we hope to have at some time in the near future, because currently it is primarily Los Angeles actors and New York actors that we're able to bring this process to. But we hope at some time in the future, via the beauty of online, that we'll be able to bring it to actors that work in all the many other entertainment centers around the country that have developed.
Well, not only around the country, but available for around the world.
Well, you know, that's true, too. I'm still trying to conquer the country, you know?
Right, I know. But internet is just such an amazing thing. What a great time that we live in, where we can reach the entire globe in a second,
which is
so incredibly great about working with Hollywood, because it is one of our greatest communication resources, I believe.
Well, I agree with you, and you know, I think that what has happened to us in the media explosion, the internet being a big part of that, but also just in all the other forms of transmission in media. It gives all kinds of new challenges to actors, people who are practicing the acting art, but it also gives all kinds of new opportunities that were just not there when I started in our business. Ways both of transmitting the actual performances that actors give, but also all kinds of interesting ways of marketing and promoting a career that just simply didn't exist in the years that I first began working in Hollywood. Now, with the existence of YouTube and all of the other outlets that are there, actors can get their work seen and things that they create out there in front of millions of people virtually and create whole careers for themselves without having to wait through all the traditional sort of audition format that goes on here in Hollywood. Of course, that's still vital and important, but we really live in a changed world for the actors who work in the performance mediums and the artists that support it, the writers and the directors and the producers. It's a whole new world.
It sure is. I mean, look what YouTube is doing for people.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, one of the things in our follow-up program here at the studio after people have done our initial program is we have an ongoing follow-up program for people, too, so that this work that we do stays vital and lively in their everyday careers and lives. And part of that we've spent organizing and producing YouTube projects that sort of start here with groups of actors, and some of those have turned into larger projects and even into series based on the YouTube things that actors have started. It's a very, very exciting possibility for actors. Also, it's totally available to actors who are in the Chicago market or the Omaha market or New Orleans or all the other vital markets around the country and, as you mentioned, around the world.
Yeah, and one thing that I note that's part of your process is what you do with an individual is to take a look at their genetics and their background and help them develop their edge, the one thing that about them that nobody else can reproduce or imitate, and that's what you help them get in touch with. Is that correct?
Well, it is, and you covered that well in your introduction earlier, and I thank you for asking about it and wanting me on the show to talk about it, because it has become the main feature of my life, of the work that I do, and it is just something that came from my background as a casting director first and then as a manager. So often when actors, and oftentimes actors I knew well and had brought in many times or represented, and they would be in an audition situation and their work would be terrific and they would be giving a wonderful audition, and I or someone else in the room, a director, would say, gee, that was great what you just did. All the stuff you did in that audition, all the beats you hit were just right. But would you do it again now and just be yourself?
Right.
I would look at these actors just go into the most crestfallen zone, like that was useless information to them. And I knew, because often I gave the advice or someone else in the room gave the suggestion, that it was heartfelt. It was exactly what we wanted them to do. But the translation between the intention of what we were saying, just naturalize, just be yourself, and how the actor received that information and interpreted it, there was a shutdown. And there came a time in my life when I watched it damage the stamina and the ambition of a very close actor friend of mine, and I watched him almost chuck his career, you know. Mm-hmm. He just got to the point where he didn't know what else to do to improve himself. He was a wonderful actor, and he kept getting this critique, gee, we love what you're doing, Chad, but just be yourself. He didn't know what that meant, and he was just about to throw in the towel. And that was a moment in my life where I said, I've got to figure this out. I know that when I give this advice, it's good advice, I mean it, it's what I want to say to the actor, and yet that man or woman can't translate it into something useful for themselves and improve their chances to work and improve their career.
Mm-hmm. So, and thrive. And one of the reasons, Sam, that I wanted to have you on Spiritual Hollywood is because what I'm doing, I mean, I think I might be the only progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness on the planet at the moment, and not the last, if I have anything to say about it. because I believe that Hollywood is a wonderful place to raise consciousness, and you start with the individual like you're doing. But one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show is because I just keep hearing from people that I coach that they took your course and they really got in touch with who they really are, and you asked them pertinent questions that they hadn't even thought of ever in their life, and they came up with answers to those questions. And you're really, what you're really doing, in my opinion, from what I can see, is you're helping these people get in touch with their true nature, with who they were born to be before their childhood dulled their natural essence, their natural edge, if you will. A lot of authority figures have said hurtful things to us when we were children, and, you know, I'm a co-creator of quantum hypnotherapy, and what we do is we go in and we repair the damage done to people up until the age of 8 or 10. Authority figures have said some things to them that were hurtful that they're still carrying around, and those are programs run within them to this day that dull their personality and have shut down their charisma. And it seems like what you're doing with your Sam Christensen process is you're helping them get back in touch with their essence and their true nature and that sparkle and that shine that they were born with that got dulled just from life coming at them, you know, because we carry that stuff around with us. Is that in the ballpark?
Well, yeah, and let me go back a step further because, you know, this really was for me, I mean, this coincidence of sort of things that I experienced with actor friends of mine, like my friend Chad that I mentioned, and also a moment of my own kind of spiritual awakening about 20, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Those things happened at once, and I realized that this whole art form that actors practice is in a very large part a spiritual endeavor. It is to help facilitate the telling of stories that can allow people in the audience to begin to deal with the things that are fearful for them or shut down in them, because we all are products of this society in which there are, as you mentioned, authority figures and this whole culture of approval. You know, if you do certain things, you're all right. If you do other things, you're not approved of. And we all get so inundated with that that natural spirit inside of us that wants to tell stories, in the case of the actors and the writers and the directors, this thing that wants to tell stories, wants to help others, wants to support the human spirit in every person, that gets shut down by all of that, all of those factors in society and in authority, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do inside the process that I've created is the first part of it. We begin in very neutral ways to find out what is it that other folks think about us. Not how do they evaluate us, but how would they describe us? And I give people lots of ways to do that. I show them how to find out what total strangers that are just encountering them for a brief moment, what those people would say to describe them. And then I show them how to look back in their own backgrounds into things that have been written down about them and said about them through their entire lives and how they've been described by others during their lives. And then in the course of the actual workshop that I do, we do other exercises so that they find out how a group of colleagues that are working with them and getting to know them a little bit better with each exercise, how those people describe them. And then we look at all of this description that we've gathered up from these various sources that we open up, and we begin to let the participants establish for themselves some trends of outside perception. Gee, these are the things that people feel about me when I walk in a room. And, of course, some people approve of these things, some people don't approve. Ultimately, the tone of other people's perception doesn't matter. It's the core of what kind of elements do people find in us. For example, people may feel we're adventurous. People may feel we're sweet. People may feel we're loud. People may feel we're intelligent. People may feel we're charming.
We're adversarial.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we help people identify what are those trends that you can kind of count on in other people's perception.
Mm-hmm.
And then we enter into the second half of the training, which says, all right, now that I kind of know what the main factors are in other people's perception, how do I integrate that with the pieces of myself, some of which are damaged, some of which are experienced. But I have my own perception interior on the inside of myself. So it really ends up being a way to join the outside perception and the inside perception so that people can create an integrated identity and they can be themselves all the time, at ease, even in the stressful environments of first dates or auditions or those kinds of you know, where the pressure is on, the stakes are high,
mm-hmm.
that people can walk away from those situations going, yep, I was me, that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people walking away from situations anymore in their lives saying to themselves, well, if only they really knew me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on in that room. If only they really knew me. I want people to walk away going, they got a very good picture of who I know I am, who they think I am, an integrated identity, and I built my audition on top of that identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to achieve with people in sort of this two-part process, which I decided early on I had to make fun. It has profound results, I believe, and people tell me, but I didn't want the actual process to be gut-wrenching. We have enough of that in life. I wanted the process to be easy and fun and lighthearted
and safe. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And from what you're telling me, Sam, this would be a huge turbo boost to maximize a person's personal potential, where you could actually walk away from a situation saying, I absolutely felt great about that.
Exactly. And, you know, Kate, I truly believe that, you know, we are each one created uniquely and specially, and we come into this life being who we need to be, who the world needs us to be, and as full human beings. And then all those things that you mentioned, life happens,
mm-hmm.
various things get in the way, all of this approval factor, and we get a little shut down, and we're trying to please everybody, and we're trying to be this for that person and that for another person, and it so gets in the way of what God wants from us, you know, to
mm-hmm.
just fully ourselves in every moment. So what we get to do in the stuff I do here at the studio is we get to relocate, if you will. I'm going to be a little high tone here, but we get to relocate that magnificence that I think each of us enter the world with,
mm-hmm.
and that's a little suppressed and lost. We get to reinvigorate that. So my trainers and I operate as facilitators, really as spiritual facilitators. We feel like there is, you know, your God-given identity,
mm-hmm.
and can we reactivate that and make each person entirely comfortable with who they are so they walk away from every situation saying, I was fully myself, I was who I'm meant to be fully in that situation.
Well, what I'm getting is that you are very helpful in facilitating people to learn how to become present in the face of everything.
Yeah, that's definitely one way to put it, and the way a lot of folks translate it back to me is they just feel alive and present and unshut down.
Right, and you know too, Sam, when you meet somebody and you can, I was having a chat with my good friend John Steller about this recently about, you know, I was asking him about, as a male, how does it come across when I tell someone my age? And he said, well, it's not about your age, it's about if you're dead or alive. If you're alive, then it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. There are 20-year-olds who, when you meet them, you get a sense that they are dead inside. But
yeah.
When somebody is alive, their age doesn't matter. Nothing matters. You know that you've met an alive person. And that was a really wonderful conversation to have because what I'm doing in my own personal work is not unlike yours. Is as a talent manager, I use that as my opportunity to mentor the client to really, really find out the greatness that they are and to get back to their divinity. And to show them that it is possible to have, do, and be everything you choose in this life. And when you get someone enrolled in that and understanding that that is what's true, they come back alive. So you're basically waking the dead.
Well, yeah, that's a great way to put it. And, you know, I just feel like we've been, I look at it like God wrote a great, big, huge play. And we all have a part, and we're all ideally cast
right.
in our part. And what happens is we begin to lose our lines and forget our blocking just because of all the pressures in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fun for me, is reawakening that you mentioned, the divinity, the assignment, the role that you mm-hmm. were in, and reawakening that feeling that I'm ideally suited to the part I've been given, and it's my duty and job to do that part fully. And, of course, when we do that, when we are fully ourselves and we are authentically who we are, the reward, the good feeling that comes back from that is better even than getting cast and getting the part and getting a series and all those wonderful rewards that are out there for actors. But that thing of I am who I'm meant to be, and mm-hmm. I was myself, and I was telling that story via the pieces I was given to tell story and the talents I developed and the natural divinity I have as a person. When we can help people get back to that, when we wake that stuff that has gone to sleep inside them, and it's amazing how fast that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the little secret I discovered is that part of what people are taught is that all of these opinions and even judgments that other people have, well, we don't want to know what those are. It's their business. I really can't be concerned with what everybody else thinks of me. I have to work on what I think of me. And while that's true, we also can't get it out of our mind that other people do have thoughts, do have opinions, do have judgments, and sometimes getting jobs or making friends is dependent on those thoughts and opinions that they have. So the little secret I discovered is, let's find out. Let's go find out what it is other people are getting from us. And with that information, what we're really hearing is that's the information God has given us to give to others. They will tell us. Now, their particular attitude about that, you know, whether they like things or don't like things, that we can't control. But what we can control and understand is what information, what feelings are we giving out? That's the physical extension of our divinity.
Mm-hmm.
And what I discovered is as people find that out and they begin to go, oh, here's what people get from me. Gee, that's kind of nice. And, oh, my goodness, there's something there that I didn't even know people appreciated, and they do. And then there's this thing that sort of surprised me. And then there's this thing that I always thought people thought and I was afraid of, and they don't think that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they go, here's what's really going on outside me. Now I'm ready to integrate that outside information with all this tender part of me inside, some of which has been injured and repressed and hurt. And now I get to go reawaken that. I've got the outside. I know what people are getting from me. I can mix it up with myself, and I can really have an identity that is constantly in interactivity and interplay with other human beings and myself. Because ultimately, our relationship with the other God beings on Earth, if you will,
mm-hmm.
is what it's about. We're a society. We're a group
family.
Of people here to help each other.
We're a family. That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's like I love every person on the planet. I just don't have to hang out with all of them.
Well, that's right. You don't have.
Exactly.
They all have information that's vital to us. And it's really fun to discover it. And what's amazing, Kate, what astonishes me is how fast, once you begin to awaken people to it a little bit
mm-hmm.
and let them find out what's going on and their fear dissipates and they go, oh, well, I'm putting out stuff, and that's pretty good stuff. And now I can mix it up with my own feelings, and I can let go of all these suppressions and hurts I have and be fully who I am. It's amazing how fast that happens for people. And that's what's exciting to me, is when I see folks walk in here and they're essentially shut down and sometimes even the walking dead, as you described.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 days later, here is a live, vital person. There's always still more they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So and really facilitate that, waking them up,
mm-hmm.
and they just they're filled with a genuine life that's their own,
mm-hmm.
their own identity, and then you know then they're unstoppable. It's so exciting to be a part
of. Absolutely, absolutely, and you know you can't give all that great stuff without getting it yourself. I'm sure you get your life out of doing this, or you wouldn't be doing it. And that's absolutely true. And what I'm getting is that you know you facilitate people getting in alignment with their self, with themselves, And the dullness and the masking that they've had because they had all these fears about what people thought about them. That's why they didn't want to know what people thought about them, is because they're afraid that they're thinking the same things about them that they're thinking about themselves, which is a lot of a negative self-talk, basically. And when you're getting feedback from others that is based on a first hit, like the first hit of, like, for instance, when I come and audit your class, I believe I'm coming there on Sunday to audit your class, you know, we're going to get a first hit of each other. And, you know, whatever that is what the person really needs to see, because it's not as bad as they think most of the time.
You know, even though we grow to know people more, we grow past our first impressions, we still have that first impression. There has to be a first encounter. And those things, while they aren't the whole person, they are vital, important parts of the person. And for the actor, you know, that moment you walk in the room is sometimes virtually all the chance you get.
Yes.
So it's so important that people feel comfortable about that, and that they also feel that even when they're given just a moment, they've just walked in the room, they can fill that room up with themselves. And that they don't have to overplay or do strange things or attract unnecessary attention. They can just be genuinely who they are, and that can fill up a room. And, of course, the thing with about charisma, when your own charisma fills up a room, it not only attracts and makes people remember you, but it makes everybody else in that room feel better about being genuinely themselves. And that's the real power of charisma.
Yes.
It assures other people the chance to be wholly themselves. And when I give folks that power and they feel all this excitement that I can not only walk in a room and maybe get a part, but I can walk in a room and make the people who are hearing me feel better about being themselves and better about the story they wrote or that they want to produce. And because I'm in the room, whether I'm right for the part or not, my presence in this room has made them feel better about being human beings and better about being artists. When actors begin to have that power, that they can create that light in a room, then getting parts becomes the easier part. You know, the joy is I'm a storyteller and I'm making human beings feel happy about being human beings.
Yes, absolutely, and that's the point I was going to get at as a talent manager, and I'm also, because you and I are just meeting for the first time, I'm a Quantum Leap life coach, and as I said, co-creator of Quantum Hypnotherapy, which brings a person...
I've read your website. I know all these things.
Oh, you do? Oh, bless your heart. Okay, so I don't need to say that, but we do basically a very similar thing, and the joy that I get from knowing that the actor I send into that room is going to make sure everybody feels at ease because they feel comfortable in their own skin. I know from experience of having been an actress myself for 15 years that when you walk in and you're present and you're comfortable in your own skin, that puts everybody else at ease. I walk in, when I was acting, I would walk in and I would have in my heart, how may I be of service to you, instead of what can I get from you. And I wanted the casting directors to be able to go home and play with their kids and let me be the one that they cast. And I know from experience that if you're present and comfortable in your own skin, you are putting everybody at ease, and they will pay big bucks to have you on the set because they know that you're not going to waste their time. You're going to help put everybody else at ease because you're comfortable in your own skin. They can count on you. They can set their clock by you. You're going to book a lot more often. But the audition is not really about the booking. It's about building relationships. It's about enrolling. It's about being who you really are and creating, in my opinion.
You and I have been borrowing from the same book, it sounds like, because that's what I tell people all the time, too, that, you know, if you think an audition is about getting a part, that is out of your control. You know, you don't know what you're right, or you don't know that. What you can control is that you have created another piece of the relationship that may go on for 30 or 40 years, like some of my relationships have gone on in this business. There are people I started with 40 years ago who are still my friends and that I get jobs through and I give jobs to and we share friends, and that's the amazing thing. And I'm saying the compliments that we get that I cherish most are when actors will come back from an audition and say to me, you know, I don't know whether I got the part or not, but that room had more light in it after I left, and I know that, and I know they want me back.
Yeah.
And the other thing that they say to me, when they say, you know, since I've done your work, I never replay an audition in my head again. It saves me 3 or 4 hours a week where I'm not running an audition I've already given, again, going home in the car. I don't have to replay them. I know that I lighted up the room, and if I get it, I get it, and if I don't, I don't, but I built a relationship.
That's fantastic. Brad Yates says to tell you hello, by the way.
Oh, great. I was just thinking of him today. That is so interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's such a small world. It is. And, you know, if you and I ever had lunch, we would probably figure out we know so many of the same people and have had great experiences with all of them. But I also am the same. I have great relationships for many years with many, many people in the industry where I help them, they help me, and we're helping each other all the time. And it is a big family. And it's feeling like you're separate from other people that makes you lose your shine and puts that dullness and that mask over your true essence. And I also know that fear is not a feeling, it's an activity.
Oh, yeah.
Fear is an activity. Fear is focusing on what you don't want to happen. That's what fear is. It is an action, it is not a feeling.
That's right. You got to participate in it. If you won't participate in it, you have other things you're doing instead, then you don't have to be crushed by it. It does not have to be there.
No, not at all. And you know, I have an acronym for fear. It used to mean for me false evidence appearing real, but now I've made it feeling excited and ready.
Good.
And it really works because, you know, this nervousness that people would feel, this anxiety before an audition, an anticipatory anxiety, just turn it into excitement, and it has a whole new outcome when you do that. But you have to really trust yourself to get there.
Yep, it's absolutely true.
And people have forgotten how to trust themselves, it seems. And I really love that the Sam Christensen process is not good just for actors or just for businesses, but it's good for individuals. You know, a person who really doesn't know what they want to do in life can come to your course and figure out what their purpose is, basically, just by spending a little while in your class, correct?
Well, yeah. You know, originally, of course, I developed this process for actors because that's, as I said, what I've always worked with actors. But, you know, a year or two into it, we began getting phone calls from people that were somehow related to the actors that had been in the process. You know, someone would call and say, you know, my cousin, the actress, took it, and I'm running for city council. Can I take it? Or I'm a dentist, and my wife just took your... And I would say to these folks, well, I don't know. I hope it'll work for you. Come on down. But within, you know, a few months, we began to discover that this, while it is definitely a challenge for the actor to be fully themselves, it ultimately is a challenge for every human being. We all want it. There's a voice inside of us that says, there is a fullness to me. I want to be fully myself in all situations. And for various reasons, some of which we've already mentioned tonight, I shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do that anymore. I just want to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now about 40% of the people that we work with are in something other than the creative storytelling professions. I mean, the core of our business is actors and directors and writers and producers, about 60%. But the other 40% is attorneys and housewives and students and marketing executives and, you know, folks, doctors, a lot of therapists, really interesting folks that are out practicing other walks of life and other professions. And they come in, and what's great is the actors love finding out that other people have this challenge too. And then, of course, all the civilians, all the non-actors love playing with the actors. So it's a real interesting mixed bunch that we get.
That's fantastic. That is so fantastic. I'm just sorry to burst in on you like that, but I'm just like overwhelmed with I so get it. I just get it. And it's like accountants, academia, administration, sales, medicine, politics, candidacy, management, consulting, teaching, arts, real estate, human resources, counseling, law, government, marketing, community leadership, public relations, financial services. All these people benefit and then some. I see the potential as limitless. Completely.
Well, I feel that too, and I also, just going back to our spiritual discussion, I really feel that a huge key to peace on earth is if every human being felt satisfied with themselves, genuine about who they were, and fully themselves, a lot of our need for fighting and positioning and conflict and even war would be gone if everybody just felt fully themselves. So, you know, with each person that we work with, we're hopeful that it helps amazingly in their careers and in their personal lives, but it is also, for me, just person by person by person, bringing some peace on earth, because each person that is fully okay with being who they were meant to be contributes, you know, peace, as far as I'm concerned. So,
oh, right. And if you're not being who you really are, you're pretty much ripping off the world.
Yeah, you're falsifying, and then you have to defend it, and then you have to get in conflict about it. And, you know, so much of what we argue about is the lies that people are trying to maintain between one another rather than the truth of themselves. And once you're down there, there's so much less need to conflict and to defend.
Yeah, so the separateness is what makes people feel so isolated and alone, and that's where they get this negative self-talk from, and it keeps them isolated. So it's just completely keeping it, recycling in their life over and over and over again until they realize that we are not separate from each other. We are all connected. And as corny as that might sound, I truly believe it. Like I said before, you know, the whole world is my family. I just don't have to hang out with all of them. But if you treat people like you're looking at yourself when you're looking at them, and just train yourself to play with that notion, make it a game, you will have a whole different life in a day, in an hour, in a minute. It doesn't take long at all to wake up. You can go from nowhere to now here in a heartbeat.
It's absolutely true. And you know, that's what I was saying earlier. When we, in our way, our particular way of helping people with that, when we do that in a day or two, and you just see that the weight fall off the shoulders and that gray look fall off of somebody's face, and they're suddenly thrilled about who they are and can't wait to use their own identity as a storytelling device, it's an amazing...
It is. It's like reparenting, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
I just feel like I've been a midwife every time that happens, and there's nothing better, nothing greater for me to see than somebody's lights to come on and to watch them go and thrive. And also, I've noticed, Sam, and I'm sure you've noticed this too, is that when somebody defines themselves, their identity, as being a survivor, don't you notice that, you know, as you're listening to them speak, that they, because they have an identity of survivor, that they are attracting to themselves through the law of attraction things to survive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when you think of yourself as a survivor, you're going to attract things that will assist in your survival. When you think of yourself as a success, you're going to attract things that assist in your success. It is so true. And the moment you think of yourself as a victim or a loser or less than, then you're going to attract that. It can't help but happen.
Yeah, well, the mind hears what you're saying and says, at your service. I heard that right away.
I'll do just as you ask.
And it delivers every time. And so you know, being that life is an illusion, you can create it any way that you want it. There is a cosmic FedEx out there who's got a load of goodies for all of us. If we would just give that thing our address, it would come and unload all that stuff, and all you have to do is open up the door, and it'll all fall in on you. And
you know, the fun part about what we do is, yep, there's all that load of goodies waiting for you, and there's this load of goodies sitting right inside your soul that's called your identity, and that's the part we work on is, gee, you got goodies right on your shelf that you aren't even fully realizing how good they are. They're just sitting there, and that's the great thing about this identity work is when people go, oh, that aspect of me is actually interesting and worthwhile, and people are fascinated, and there are variations of it, and it becomes a whole way that I can approach a character, or I can approach an audition. That is, you know, when they begin to go, gee, even before the Celestial FedEx arrives, I got goodies on my shelf that I'm not even appreciating or don't even know how great they are.
But it's when you discover what's inside of you, that what's outside of you that you want finds you.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. And the thing is that, what was I going to say? There was a point I was going to make. It was so in line with what you were saying. I just know that for me, God lives inside of me. And if I go looking for it out there somewhere, I'm never going to find it.
Right.
And if we were to look at each person that we encounter for who they really are, you wouldn't see God picking up a gun and shooting at God.
Yeah.
And that's a very simplistic way to put it. But that's basically where I believe our consciousness is heading, towards everybody awakening to who we really are, so we will stop hurting one another, start supporting one another, and booking a job for a TV show or a film or something like that. If that's what it takes to aim yourself in the right direction, then bless it. And I know for my money, Sam, I'll tell you how I became an actor. My mother was obsessed with four different soap operas every day. She had seven children. And I knew if I was to get my mother's attention that I had to do something extraordinary. So to get my mother's attention, I became an actor, and I guest starred on every one of her soap operas.
That's pretty great.
Yep, and that's how I became an actor, and that's what put me where I am right now is, you know, and a lot of actors get into the business because of a deficiency like that, because they were neglected or abandoned or feel less than or only feel safe in expressing their emotions through a character. And what it is that you're doing is you're unfreezing that in them and helping them to be comfortable with who they really are so that they can play all of those octaves of their emotions in their work truthfully and authentically, so the audience will be moved, touched, and inspired to get in touch with their own feelings and their own essence and their own divinity. So it is, to me, it's a ministry.
Well, you know, I look at it like that. I know, you know, just the way that a ministry is somehow you're called. I mean, there definitely was a time about 20, 23 years ago where I've done a lot of things, and I've had a really interesting life, and I've gotten to work with some extraordinary people, and, you know, I got to work on what I think was the finest television show on television, on MASH, and, you know, and MASH was a true anti-war kind of statement on an ongoing episode-by-episode basis. It was a war show about why we should never have another war.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a pleasure to be a part of that. But even with all of that I had in my background, there was this moment a couple of decades ago where I was literally called. I mean, I somehow knew that if I could solve this be-yourself problem, that I was doing something that I was asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then you start making that into a business and a class and, something practical that people can actually walk in and do, and you can keep a door open and offer it. But, you know, every time I go into the classroom, there's that voice that I get to activate an identity. That's the wonderful thing about the divinity inside each of us, is that the way it comes out of each of us is uniquely different, so that we can always be interested. It's like we keep meeting God in a brand new guise, in a brand new costume, so we can discover it again. And so when people get that really fired up, they get their identity, their particular piece of the God play, their role fully activated, then we have a really interesting, holy kind of play going on amongst all of us. And, you know, that's when we produce our best results, and that's when we produce progress and peace and health and all the kind of things that we all want for ourselves and everyone else on Earth.
And everyone feeds off of everyone else, and every person in each class that you teach was called to be there for each other's experience, to be a part of it.
I can't tell you how much we feel that. You know,
yeah.
My partner, Dan, and I, so often, you know, there's always the business reasons. Of course, we want classes full and all of that because
sure.
It's a good business. But we really have come to discover that we don't need to sell, because people come when they're called to come.
Yep.
And it's great when somebody walks in the door knowing that somehow this is right for them and it's going to do something for them. And, I mean, I can't miss with those kinds of students. They're there for the right reasons.
Well, you can't miss with that kind of intention, Sam. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you can't miss with that kind of intention, because when energy follows intention, magic happens, and that's a Katie-ism, but it happens to be true. And your heart is what's drawing all that to you. And I'm really excited you're going on the internet with workshops so people can find you globally, because every single person who encounters you and gets what you have to offer, you are turning on the lights in the world one person at a time. And I just want to commend you for that and to thank you for hearing the call, listening to the call, and acting on the call, because the last six letters of attraction are action. And you are an inspiration, and I am just pleased you're in our community and in the world. So thank you so much for what you contribute. And I'm going to give our listeners your website one more time so they can check out what you're doing and get involved. It's www.samchristiansen.com, and that's spelled SamChrist. Wow, you got Christ in your name. ENSEN.com, SamChristiansen.com. And I really, really hope everybody will just look into this, and if it feels like something on your heart that you want to meet this man and participate in what he's offering, I want to hear all about it. Please let me know what you got out of it, and also want to invite you to just keep looking inside, and if you've got an issue that you think is too awful to talk about, think again, because unless you tell somebody, it will stay inside of you, and the only way to get it out, to make it a great story, if you're a writer, you can write about it, get it out. You have a dream in your heart that you just are embarrassed to tell anybody about, get in Sam's class and talk about it. Talk about who you love. Talk about the worst thing you've ever done to somebody. Talk about all these things you feel bad about and find out that they're not really so bad. One thing I say, Sam, to my clients and people in my workshops is the thing that you like least about yourself is the thing that's special about you. Well, and that's the thing you really need to learn how to love. Do you
true,
feel
Katie, if I could take just one brief second, I haven't had the chance to talk about this publicly yet, but my students, a couple of my students and I and my partner Ken and I have just newly dedicated ourselves very specifically in an outreach to kids that are 11, 12, 13 years old in that time when adult identity is developing, and we are opening a foundation called Kids Into Heroes to bring this training to kids at that special age, because that's a particularly tender time about identity, and I haven't had a chance to say anything about it publicly yet, so I'm announcing on your show.
Great.
First time, the beginning of that, and I just want to put it out there for people to know that that's something we're dedicated to getting this kind of positive work to kids as well.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. My goodness, where were you when I was 11? That's fantastic.
And when I was 11, and that's what really prompted my associates and me to do it, is we all went through that period. It's not easy, 11, 12, 13, and becoming an adult with all the pressures in the world.
Yeah, and that's the challenges that really pushes a person to their greatness and makes you almost want to be an overachiever. And because I experienced so much pain in my own childhood, it pushed me to enlightenment. It pushed me to want to be a person who helps people stop hurting each other. And I know so many wonderful, wonderful people who are enlightened, evolved light workers, you one of them. So nice to meet you and include you in my family. And Jesus Nebo is doing a reality show about homeless people who are, he's interviewing homeless people so that they can really talk about what they're most grateful for, so that they can discover that the wealth lives inside of them, no matter if they don't have two pennies to rub together or shoes to wear, to get them in touch with the wealth that lives inside of them, because that's where it is. That's where the goodies are. So I want to thank you so much for being on my show. And if you had one last thing that's on your heart, a burning desire to say before we close for Spiritual Hollywood this evening, what would that be, Sam?
It's just that, you know, once a spiritual teacher said to me something that it struck me as funny, but it's true. God creates no junk. And, you know, sometimes we junk up our own lives or we let other people do it to us, but we are each perfect, and this identity that we've been given is needed in the world. And I just so encourage people to let themselves fully find that expression in their own individuality, because that's God on earth.
Yes, it is. Absolutely well said. And I want to just give a little bit of a promo for my friend Friar McAllister. He is doing a show called City Kids, the musical. It's www.citykidsthemusical.com. It's opening at the Hudson in Hollywood. And he's also teaching a Tai Chi class. It's only $3 a class. You guys have got to go there. The number is 818-763-5361. Fill up that class and get in touch with your spirit, your mind, your body, your soul. And thank you, Sam, so much for being my guest tonight. I'm thrilled that you made time. Can't wait to meet you and want to collaborate with you any way I can to help you do your great work. Looking forward to getting looking at your website and seeing what you're up to with the young people, turning them into heroes or helping head them in that direction. It's not on your website yet, but I know it will be soon. And thank you for announcing that on my show. I'm honored that you did that. And so looking forward to these young people that get a chance to be with you, because they are our future. And boy, they're born these days so bright, so evolved, so in touch. There's just, you know, there's something going on there. There's just something going on with this new consciousness, and it cannot be stopped. And thank goodness. And what a great time to be alive. I want everybody to take a deep breath, stand up really straight, and love yourselves. Seize your someday, because all you have is now. Thanks again, Sam. Good night, everybody. See you next week.